Alaskans will fight for their right to a permanent fund dividend check, and now a bill passed by the State House yesterday allows beneficiaries of the deceased to collect. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The bill, SB 171, sponsored by Anchorage Senator Kevin Meyer, rests on the governor's desk. The State House approved the bill in a 31-8 vote. If Governor Parnell signs it, some qualifying deceased Alaskans will be issued permanent fund checks in October of next year. A dead Alaskan survivors can apply for the deceased's dividend check and collect. Permanent Fund Division Director Deborah Bitney says the deceased's estate or anyone who has legal authority is eligible to collect a deceased person's PFD under current rules anyway, if the deceased lived the entire year prior to the filing period. The bill only reduces the length of time that the deceased needed to be alive in the qualifying year.
The legislation that just passed extends that period of time about 6 months. The rules now state that an applicant needed to be a resident of the state the entire year, which effectively means you have to be alive the entire year. What this legislation does is that you need to be a resident 180 days in the qualifying year instead of the entire qualifying year.
Bitney says eligibility for the PFD for the deceased is about the same as it is for the living. That includes a 180-day residency in the state while still alive. Bitney says one of the provisions in the legislation makes it mandatory that the deceased was eligible for a PFD in the previous year when he or she was still alive.
That provision was basically included so that fraud wasn't such an issue. These are obviously Alaskans that have been in the dividend system, and that in and of itself will probably reduce a huge amount of potential fraud.
Half of the 3,500 Alaskans that die every year would be eligible for the check. Bitney estimates that about 1,700 more PFD checks will be cut next year, but that is not going to add too much to the workload of the division.
The actual process for determining eligibility is not that difficult in this case because they do have to have received a dividend prior. So it takes out quite a bit of the man work that would be required if that wasn't a requirement.
Representative Berta Gardner opposed the bill, saying the state needs to draw a line concerning eligibility. The sticking point in the legislation was the word resident, according to Bitney, since a resident, by definition, is a living person. Permanent fund dividends are subject to federal income taxes and must be reported to the Internal Revenue Service. Bitney says she's not sure if a deceased's PFD is subject to estate taxes. I'm Ellen Lockyer.